Yes, indeed. It is Monday, March 1st, 5:30 in the evening. So that can only mean one thing if you could hear my voice, people, talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. But first, we want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. And we also want to thank longtime supporter of the shore, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at northrimadventure.com. All right. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your host, Jarrell. As always, got my partner in crime, the newest member of the 30-30 Club.
Hey. Is that 30 upchucks in 30 minutes?
Yep.
30? Okay, yeah.
Yep. That's
about being 30 years old. So 30-30-30 Club is really what I want to be a part of. So please properly introduce it. What's
all
the
right
party, people?
My bad. The newest member of the 30-30-30 Club.
30 upchucks, 30 minutes while being 30. Highly recommended, y'all.
Derek Isomaki.
Highly recommended. Take part in it. come to realize I can't eat any good food nowadays.
No, it's
all
over
the good
for you.
Food is out for me. I'm going to have to go on like a paleo diet.
Yep.
I don't know if that's even right for me.
I don't know.
Maybe it's kale. I might have to go that route. I might just have to go carnivore route. Maybe that might be the road for me. I hope that's the road. I could really go carnivore.
If you start telling me about how your body just entered ketosis,
yes,
I am going to punch you in the face.
I'm preparing that. Like I'm thinking that I might have to put my body through like photosynthesis. I still can't say it. Photosynthesis. There we go.
Just, you got to slow
hooked
it down.
Hooked on phonics, baby. Alex Trebek taught me right. R.I.P. my dude. I really miss you, especially because we're going to have Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. Actually, let me put that on the rundown.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. Also, our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
What's good, people?
What is good, everyone? What is happening? Oh, you switched mics on me.
Oh, wow. Okay, there we go. Try it again. Wait.
You're good. Either one now.
What's good, people?
There we go. All right.
We missed that degenerate voice over here.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Let's me know I'm a little bit better off. Not even. That's the sad part. I'm worse than the degenerate, you know? Like, what does that make me?
What does that make
you? I don't know. What's it worse than a degenerate? Let us know.
A hooligan?
Hooligan sounds a lot more fun than a degenerate. I feel hooligan's like you're just like...
It's almost like you're getting mad respect from the streets.
Yeah, you're kind of just... You're a hooligan. Like, you're just messing around.
Yeah.
Degenerate is like someone... You are the street.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Hooligan, you walk around playing it. Degenerate, you are it. Like, you get, you know, I'm a degenerate, like, you know, you're just lying in the gutter.
Okay.
And I'm worse than that. So.
You're worse than lying
in the
gutter. I'm
worse than the gutter.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's talk about you being old and washed up and this new diet you're going to have to go on.
Gotta figure something out. Yeah.
So this past weekend, the guys from the original TBP group, now we're just getting bigger and bigger, but the two of us here, Derek and myself, and then Brad, Statman Brad, Jordan, and John Lucan, we all went down to Morro Bay to celebrate you turning 30 years old.
Yes.
We surprised you with your sister and her husband, Nate, shouts. We'll hear from Aaron and get her perspective on this later. But we surprised you with them. They showed up. We had a great night full of pizza, garlic bread, and booze. And the next day, we all went to go golf at an epic golf course, Morro Bay Golf Course. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, fantastic.
And you got a firsthand look at the grass as you laid down.
Oh, there's great grass to lie down on. It felt fantastic. It was lush. Felt good on my skin. I didn't get itchy afterwards, which is a plus.
They have amazing grass.
I was going to say, I've never had that before. I'm usually someone that does definitely, if I'm lying in the grass, I'm going to get itchy afterwards. I expect it. It's grass. Grass is fantastic. I feel like it should be lie down in, walked all over, peed on, thrown up in. It's fantastic, and I participated in all of that at the Morro Bay Golf Course. Loved it. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Explain to the people. We don't need to get too far into this, but basically,
I think for anyone out there, if you have some food issues, food not particularly, maybe allergies is something.
Yeah.
But definitely, it's been not good for me lately. I got to figure out what I can eat properly, and there are times where I just go too ham on the bad stuff. And when I say bad stuff, the good stuff.
Yes.
The pizza, the fried chicken sandwiches, the bacon, the stuff that, you know, it just isn't good for you. I got to realize, not good. I got to tone it down. I can no longer rely on just working out and hoping to maintain a nice body. I actually have to start eating well, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because I've really lived my entire life of, I'm just going to work out so I can eat whatever I want, because I never want to have to worry about that, because I love eating food, especially the bad type of food.
Of course.
You know? Oh, yeah. Hunk, if you're with me there, people, you know, bad food all the way. Okay, I'm on a path. My death is laden with the path of like food right now. That's what's going to kill me for sure.
Yeah,
just from my love affair of it, and my body's saying, no. Do you want to happen right now, or do you want to maybe push back a little bit longer and be able to poop regularly, and not die when you're 40?
Yeah.
So I think I want to poop regularly and maybe go to at least 60. You know.
All right, there
we
go.
Yeah. Nice. I got good genes, so I feel like, you know, I got some long life genes in there, so I feel like at least 75.
You should be fine.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Good. Just, you know, gotta eat. I mean, I'm okay eating green. I'm enjoying my greens. I'm not someone who I enjoy like a complete meal. Like, give me, if I'm having steak, I better have some greens on there, whatever they might be. You know, and except lima beans. No lima beans.
No lima beans.
Are probably like the one green thing I probably don't like. Huh. Yeah, lima beans are. Why do we have lima beans? Anyone? Well, you like lima beans, Rudy?
Yeah, I do actually.
Really?
The tea bar started adding lima beans to their salads.
I'm like, oh, this is pretty scandalous. Bad. I don't know if I'm about that tea bar life.
I could get down with them.
I like them.
I could care less. I mean, put them on.
I don't know. I guess peas at the same time, too. I'm not a big peas guy as well. If I have peas, I better have corn with it, too. I want corn and peas, you know?
Yeah. I could do without peas, but I'll eat them. Yeah,
I mean, I'm a big green bean fan. Love me my green beans.
Yeah.
Beans are always good.
Broccoli, fantastic.
Broccolini.
Brussels sprouts have been a big come up. I mean, I feel like no other
are fire.
No other food has made a bigger comeback in my life.
Every restaurant has Brussels sprouts. On the menu.
Yeah.
Like,
everywhere.
Brussels sprouts, like, wow.
Well, as a kid, there was always those commercials on Nickelodeon. What are we having for dinner? And it was like, nah, Brussels sprouts.
Nah.
Yeah. I forgot what they were selling. I think it was like those little mini man meals or whatever they
like
were.
Like some Chef Boyardee stuff that's processed. Like, hey, it's good for you, but really, it's not.
Yeah, this is way better than Brussels sprouts, kids. This is 100% processed
pig intestines,
food.
Probably.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
exactly.
Tofu, quote unquote. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Feet and all that good stuff.
All right, let's talk some sports, and we'll get back to the silliness when your sister joins us here in a bit. But let's talk some hoops real quick. There's a few things that I wanted to discuss. And we can start with the drama that's unfolding with the NBA store. So the NBA store is in Manhattan, the one we're talking about for the purposes of this conversation. The NBA store in New York, in Manhattan, obviously ran by the NBA. What they have, they pay a tenant, or they're tenants. They do not own the building. And they have not paid rent since the pandemic, since last March. So they paid off March's rent. As many of you remember, the lockdown went into effect on March 16th.
Could I not pay rent right now? Like, would I be able to do
right?
that?
Seriously.
Like, that would be nice.
Well, technically, yes, you can.
Okay.
Because the moratorium on having to pay rent has, or evictions, has been pushed out a little bit. However, there's no forgiveness, so that rent will still come due. Yeah, so it's like, how risky do you want to get? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you could get away with not paying rent for months. However, when that bill comes due, you are responsible for the entirety of the bill, not a portion of it.
Mm,
you're just
okay.
backed up for X amount of months.
Yes. Yeah. And
I mean,
so,
if I plan my death perfectly, then I could just eat my way.
There you go.
To a complete grave where I have paid living rent free, and then I'm dead, and then my debt just falls on whomever comes after me.
Sure. Yeah, and if you don't have kids, as far as I know, you're good.
Right? Like,
I think it goes to your parents after
that. Oh, yeah. Well, as long as your parents are dead.
Yeah.
So just kill your whole family.
Here we go.
Just do that.
Time it out perfectly. We all die at the same time, right on the same stage, so they can't come after any of us.
Exactly.
And I'm just going to live rent free. I think there that's perfect.
Yeah.
You know,
Work around.
I'm going to Einstein this one out right now, guys.
There's ways around everything.
I'm going to find some math equation that determines when I can do this and whatnot. So.
Work smarter, not harder. Yeah.
That's what I think,
always.
You know?
But anyway, the NBA store, the NBA has stopped paying rent since last March. So April on, they have not paid rent, stating a catastrophic event as the loophole as to not the reason they're not paying rent. And like many businesses, tough times, right? The NBA is not immune to all this, no matter how much money they're handing out to the players. People weren't in the streets, so people aren't, for the most part, buying new jerseys, new apparel, new stuff like that. For who? For what?
Yeah.
You can't be seen right now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I've cut down on my Jordan purchasing because, again, for who? For what? I'm not being seen in these streets, so there's no need to stunt at all. And
I mean, we're just really truly showing the frivolity of the stuff in general. Like, you just buy it merely for the people around you, not for yourself. You never do.
That's true.
It's more or less true.
Yeah. I'm not buying these shoes for me. I'm buying them for you. Like, that's why I honestly think shoes have gone so... Like, guys, you don't think, does these shoes look good? I mean, no. Do these shoes make the woman I'm trying to attract look good on me enough so that she'd want to go home with me?
Huh.
Like, that's what you're thinking about. You're not trying to think, do I look good? You're trying to think, does she think I would look good in these shoes? That she's like, those shoes say, you can take my clothes off.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I'm just saying, they always look at the shoes, y'all. Shoes start off, they complete the circle.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
If you don't have the circle complete, you're an off-centered circle. You're like an oval. It's not coming together. It's, like, not pretty. So, shoes. Complete it. Don't be, like, too outlandish. Or be outlandish and rock it all together. But either way, shoes.
Okay, anyway.
What are we talking about?
The NBA store.
That's right, yes.
In Manhattan on Fifth Ave, which if you're familiar with New York and especially Manhattan, Fifth Ave, very popular street there.
I feel like if you know any street in New York,
it's
Fifth Ave, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that or like Wall Street.
So obviously really prime real estate. And Joe Moynihan, who is the landlord here, is asking the Supreme Court of New York to make a judgment here about the nearly $4 million in unpaid rent going back to March. He has sued the NBA for $1.25 million based on annual rent of $7,500. So this is where we're at. Right now, this is a three-level, 25,000-square-foot store. So if you're wondering why the hell is the rent so expensive, it's on one of the most popular streets in the world, and it's a giant location.
I mean, $4 million a year, that sounds about right. I figured it'd be like $1 million a month, honestly.
Yeah, it honestly seems pretty reasonable.
I feel like that's
reasonable.
Like, sign me up. Where can I take over?
You know?
Rudy, let's do it, man, okay? Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Degenerates are us. That's what we'll call it right there.
Hey, let's go.
And basically, the NBA is saying because of the pandemic, the reality is that they've lost a ton of money, and over $8.3 billion in annual revenue is what they're claiming. So it gets really sticky, right? Because you see these contracts that they're handing out to players, and you're like, well, wait, they have money for the workforce, but they don't have money to pay the rent. These are two different things. Understand, it's the same business, but these are two different entities in the sense that one is a retail store and one is their actual business. So I don't know how the legality works, but I know these are viewed as two separate, I guess the best way to look at it is two separate departments of the same business.
I mean, you got to think like each team is separately and independently owned, essentially.
Correct.
They're all part of the same
conglomerate.
Banner, conglomerate.
Yeah.
And that conglomerate doesn't own all the franchises. It just has owned the banner. And that banner is that business, that NBA store.
Yes.
So the NBA isn't like, oh, we might not be making that much money, but the teams are, they're doing okay. To a certain degree.
Well, the teams are taking a bath too because they all have rent to pay for the most part.
And they're not getting any players, any fans in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, New York had 300 fans at the Brooklyn game the other night, and 300 people aren't going to pay for the Barclays Center. You know what I mean? The Warriors just built the Chase Center probably at the most apocalyptic time you could possibly build a $2.5 billion arena. And again, I've already voiced how much I hated the idea of them building this arena to begin with, and so I kind of feel like this is a reap what you sow type situation after Joe Lacob said we're light years ahead of other franchises, and SpaghettiOs, you're not you're not, now you're in debt and you're looking to sell off assets. You have one member of your investment group who got killed, not literally killed, but took a bath in that GameStop all those shenanigans that went down a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting to me. And not that obviously any of us are experts on the legality of this, but I do find this being one microcosm of what I expect to see across the board from a lot of different leagues and a lot of the struggles. And we look at these guys like, oh, well, these NBA players make so much money, you know, the leagues, you know, these owners are billionaires. And yes, some of them did very well in the pandemic, but you have other owners like the Houston Rockets owner whose main money is in casinos,
restaurants
and travel.
I mean, I'm not gonna ever feel bad for these guys because no matter what, there's gonna be a billionaire that's willing to take over for them if they can't pay the bills.
And they're stacked too.
Exactly.
They have millions of dollars just hanging out in their bank.
This is their side project, you know. This is their side hoe, you know. This is the one that they just like, hey, I'm just having fun with you. You don't really make me the real money. I just like to, you know, get a little wet with you. Hopefully you can produce a little something for me. If not, whatever. We'll keep it pushing. If you can't support it, you sell it. And I'm telling you, there are billionaires who are willing to take over for any one of these guys, left and right. So I'm not going to ever feel like, oh, man, yeah, these guys are feeling the NBA is suffering, too. You know what? Tomato, potato. Let's keep it moving. If you can't pay the bills, someone's going to take over for you guys because that's what we do.
Right.
These players are still going to get paid.
Yeah.
Now, NBA owners are still going to be making the money because we're going to come around and people are going to be back in the stands soon enough. And someone's going to be willing to reap the benefits when they wade in the shallows that they're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting part of this is what is this going to do to the CBA? Let me see. I'm looking at the CBA is up in 2023-24. So they do have a couple of years to recoup some of this money. But if you look at what happened with China a couple year or a year or so ago with Daryl Morey's comments. And
I'm not sure I do.
Yeah, they lost hundreds of millions of dollars off of. So basically, Daryl Morey came out and said, free Hong Kong. If you know anything about that region of the world, China is under a communist regime. There's a lot of human rights issues, blah, blah, blah. Basically, when Daryl Morey came out and said that, the GM now of the Sixers at the time of the Rockets, when he came out and said that, that was a big deal because China essentially said, okay, cool. No more television money from us.
Yeah.
We're not going to air your programs. That's a country of a billion people. And it is the second largest market that the NBA is in as far as how much money they're making.
I mean, it's over a billion people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they control, I mean, the government controls everything there. So if they get over that, you ain't getting in there. So money speaks. And
yeah, so we'll see what happens. But I'm really curious. There's so much fallout of this pandemic that's going to affect sports and the money involved. And I think this is going to be, this is, like I said, I don't think this is a giant story in the grand scheme of things, but I think it's a microcosm for what I anticipate taking place throughout sports in a lot of different areas. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Now to some fun stuff, shall we? So All the Smoke, which is the greatest hoops podcast out there right now, if you ask me. hosted by your boy Steven Jackson, Captain Jack, and Matt Barnes. Two players from my favorite team of any team of all time, the We Believe Warriors. They recently put, they're putting some highlights together of some stories told by different guests. And they had Isaiah Ryder on. Do you guys remember Isaiah Ryder? Out of Oakland, California. East Bay Funk, played for the T-Wolves, was the first person to go between the legs in a dunk contest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I have some really good Isaiah Ryder stories. I know someone who knows him well. A friend of mine that played at Duke, and I'll tell you guys off air because, boy, he was a character. Let's just put it like this. Isaiah Ryder once got suspended from an NBA game for getting caught shooting dice in an alley in Oakland with an ounce of weed on him and a blunt in his mouth.
Savage, okay.
And when the police asked him what he was doing, he said, if I remember this correctly, so I'm going to quote it, but don't quote it, so this is... you know, hearsay, how I remember it. I'm trying to chill out, blood. That's what he said when they asked him what he was doing in an alley as a multi-million dollar athlete shooting dice, smoking weed with an ounce of weed on him. That was his response. Anyway, they were telling this story on All the Smoke, and Isaiah Ryder, have you heard? Have either one of you heard about this?
No.
I think I have, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I know they talked about it briefly on the Levitard show, so I don't want to get too into it, but the gist of it is Isaiah Ryder was talking about how he was playing against MJ, and he was going off. Isaiah Ryder was putting in, was getting buckets, and MJ was kind of having a bit of an off game. And Kevin Garnett is in his rookie season, and Kevin Garnett being the Kevin Garnett that we know, just very mouthy, very talkative, right? So he's talking all sorts of crap and comes up while Isaiah Ryder is standing not too far from Michael Jordan and basically saying, yo, you're eating him today. You're giving it to him. You're putting in work, yeah. You know, in a Kevin Garnett way that I can't say.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically like you're killing MJ today. Mm-hmm. And MJ, and both MJ and Isaiah Ryder are both looking at Kevin Garnett like, bro, really? Like, and Isaiah's just like, yo, like, come on, man, come on. Like, we don't need this right now.
Chill out a little bit. Yeah, it's MJ.
And so they're down two going into the fourth quarter. Next thing you know, MJ puts up like 17 in a row.
Goes off.
They're down like 25. That two-point lead, you know, or two-point deficit balloons to 25. And at one point, KG's running down the court. He said it felt like they were playing defense the whole fourth quarter. And he's, like, running up to Isaiah Ryder saying, I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry. but this is the reason I bring up this story is because that competitive fire reminds me of what happened with the Lakers just destroying the Golden State Warriors last night.
That felt good because the Lakers have been playing like poop the past, what, 2 weeks on the road?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that felt good. I think we dropped 41 points in on you in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, it was disgusting. Yeah. I know at one point we were driving and I turned the game on and it was like 71 to 44. I was like, okay, going to go ahead and save the battery on my phone. I know how this game is going to go. But LeBron, part of the reason Derek doesn't love him, I would say, is because he's petty. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's very petty, similar to Michael Jordan. And that pettiness is why in his 18th season, in the 37th game of a 72-game season, he comes out and balls out the way he does. Because every time he goes up against Steph Curry, he wants to remind everyone of 2016. Yep. 2016, Steph Curry arguably put together the greatest offensive season we've ever seen. He was named the only unanimous MVP in league history. And people dared ask the question, has Steph surpassed LeBron? LeBron in those finals, I should say, reassured us that, in fact, no, he didn't. He was the best player out here. The image that everyone remembers is LeBron blocking Iggy off the backboard to kind of save Game 7.
Unreal, yeah.
What I'll always remember is him just destroying Steph's shot when he was going to shoot a layup. I believe the whistle had already been called. And then turning over his shoulder and saying whatever he said to him, but you could tell he was talking some junk. I will never forget that. And you could tell LeBron has held that against Steph forever.
Oh, yeah.
And it is what makes LeBron who he is. Yeah. Now, I understand from your perspective, Derek, why he annoys you. But the same things that annoy you, I find charming.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he cares this much when, I mean, no matter what, he may go down as the greatest player ever. He will not go down any worse than number two of all time in most people's minds, right?
I mean, yeah, in my mind as well. Like, I think that there's no denying how great of a basketball player he is. It's just, again, he's the product of a social media era that I disdain, and he is fully enveloped into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just something I never will like. I appreciate the athletes who tangle with it a little bit, but he, like, dances full circles all the way around. And, I mean, the foul nail in the coffin for me, apologize for that clearing of the throat, have been wanting to for some time. But, I mean, it was a Taco Tuesday, really. That killed it for me. The moment we tried to do that, I was like, you never sound any wider than that, my man. Exactly. It was then Taco Tuesday.
And they're not even, like, real tacos that they're eating. You know, it's like a Taco Bell taco.
I'm just,
you know, as cheddar cheese and all that.
This is why you got to diversify your friend group, because if he had a real Mexican in his life, a real Mexican would have been like, hey, homie, that's a little...
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. Go for tacos. Tacos are great. I'm not going to be one to say don't have tacos. Enjoy your tacos,
for
y'all.
Sure.
But, like, in Taco Tuesday, I get it. It's the whitest thing out there, people. I'm telling you, okay? And it's just a way to get people to eat tacos on Tuesday. I get it. It goes together. TNT. I understand how but English works.
You eat tacos every day.
I grew up on tacos. It wasn't just like, oh, we're having tacos. Like, okay, and again, we're having tacos. Oh, you know, like, hey, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great, and I'm not trying to discredit tacos anyway. When you try to take the word Taco Tuesday and you try to trademark it, I'm sorry.
Calm down, bro.
Nail in the coffin to me right there of just how much you've gotten too much into this social media BS right here.
Thank
and it's just, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well said, bro.
But again, probably the best player I've ever seen, my eyes have ever seen. And this is a guy who watched Kobe his entire life.
Yep.
And,
you know?
And he plays for your team.
And he does. And I still can't.
Same here. Yeah. I've always hated LeBron, but I've always respected him. Now I have to like him even more because he's taken our team.
Yeah.
It's
been easy for me not to, just because it's like, I don't want to say I hate the guys. Just like, it's not a team good for them, they're winning, and happy that the Lakers are doing well and they got another championship. But I'm just not going to be like, yeah, I'm riding with this team because it doesn't have a lot of characters that I truly enjoy. And let's face it, Anthony Davis, lackluster at best. Mm-hmm. He's not very much of a personality. He's not very fun. And the best one on there is like Alex Caruso.
Right.
You know? Happy birthday to that dude. I think he just has a birthday. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why you like him is because he's a white dude who's balding and he can jump.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
He's
a weird anemone. Anemone? What am I trying to say? A weird entity.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know if it is, but I feel like I'm going to ride with you.
He's an enigma?
Enigma, entity. He's a weird enigma. I'll go with enigma. He's an anomaly. There we go.
Anomaly.
That's what I was looking for. Wow, your boy cannot talk today.
Oh, man.
This is going to be a fun news segment coming up when it gets to that.
All right, well, we'll get to that here in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, should we save the TBP Hall of Fame? Let's do it right now.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, most weeks, we didn't do it last week, most weeks we have put together, and I'm sorry for clearing my throat now, long weekend, guys, all right?
But 30-30-30 club, y'all. 30-30-30.
We put together, oh my goodness.
Oh, I know you, man. There we go. We need one of those, need one of those buttons near me too, man.
Yeah, no. We all need a cough button right in front of us.
Nice, yeah.
We do shows on Mondays after having long weekends, and it's just brutal.
I mean, I wish I could say the word I could say right now because it would go so well having us clear our throat, but I can't say it on these airwaves.
Okay, good. Well, let's just get as far away from that as possible and change
you
the
know,
subject.
All the people,
okay, anyway,
you know,
the
you know
TBP Hall of Fame. We nominate pretty much any random category we want, whatever we want, to join the illustrious TBP Hall of Fame. Past winners include Puppies, Schubert's Ice Cream, Bidwell Park, and the dumbest suggestion of all time.
Weirdest movie known to man.
What was it even called?
The Greatest Showman
by Brad suggested that. But hopefully you don't prick Brad's this week because he's not here, but we will give his nomination. Anyway, I've over-explained this. TBP Hall of Fame, let's get it.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
for my first nomination this week for the Hall of Fame, going in there strong. Road trips.
Oh, yeah, that's
road trips. Always can be a great time as long as you're with the right company, you have the right environment,
the right music.
Tunes, weed, and speed. That's why my saying when I'm on the road, as long as I get two of the three, I'm fantastic. If I have three of the three, the road trip cannot get any better than that. And we had all three going down there and back. And when you're with the right company,
yeah,
it's always fantastic, especially if you got good views.
Yeah.
Driving through some windy country, whether it may be the mountains or the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So road trips. That's my nomination for this week for the Hall of Fame.
That's a good one. Along the same vein, Statman Brad's nomination was golf. So there you have it.
I mean, it's eventually probably will get, maybe, you decide, fans, if it's going to get there.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's, hey, gotta love golf.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rudy?
My nomination is to all the moms out there. Yes, I'm going to bring it back.
Moms
again. Wow. Okay.
I'm still disappointed. I lost some puppies, which was an epic battle. But, yeah, to all the moms out there, I'm the biggest mama's boy, and I love my mom. Talk to her 2 to 3 times a week. Wish it was more, but, hey.
Wow.
The moms.
I mean, I love my mom, too. And apparently not that much, actually. Compared to Rudy, I hate my mother with a 10-foot pole, okay? No, I love my mom, but I feel like you're trying to save that for Mother's Day. You know, I feel like that would be prime time to do it.
Yeah.
We're really
well,
in that
might
spirit.
Be able to bring it back.
Maybe,
we'll find out.
Yeah, you never know.
All right. Mine trumps everyone's easily, and we were just talking about tacos.
Nah.
This is a good week.
Okay. Wow.
Tacos is my nomination for the TBP.
Are you just doing all tacos? Tacos across the board.
Tacos across the board. Okay. You can make Korean tacos, barbacoa tacos, carne asada tacos, pizza tacos. If you want to go crazy,
fish tacos. I mean, I feel like tacos they're a fantastic. They're like sandwiches, essentially.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They really are. You can fill them with.
It's
anything.
Just a vehicle for meat.
Yeah.
Or and cheese.
Yep.
All the good things that I can't eat it.
Or even vegetables. You could go veggie tacos.
Tacos.
Yeah. But it's just a vehicle to put delicious things in.
It's like what a carrot is to ranch. A vessel in which to put ranch into my mouth.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. That's carrot.
Basically, a carrot with ranch is just an edible spoon.
I feel like a celery is as well. A celery, the best vessel in which to scoop
ranch 100%.
Into your mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
A small canoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like they should stop doing ants on a log and just do, like, ranch on a log, you know? Like, why isn't that a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Ranch
on
a log.
I would imagine because it's runny. Also, we drove past.
I mean, it's bad ranch then. You got to have a little viscosity in
there,
you know?
We drove past Hidden Valley
Ranch. We did. We saw the actual Hidden Valley.
It is awesome.
There is so much ranch out there. Oh, my gosh. Pounds and mounds. Like, it's like a cesspool of ranch.
It's gorgeous.
Maybe
it is. It looks like the picture, but nicer.
Really?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, good times, good times. Speaking of good times, you are locked in right now, FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to thank Pullin Cyclery for providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullins has been serving the Chico community, guys, since 1918, son. 1918. All right?
It's almost as old as you are.
Almost. For those of you doing math out there, that's 103 years. They're located at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. They could be reached at 342-1055. Once again, want to thank you guys for spending some of your evening with us, if you haven't tuned out already. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. All our friends watching us live on Instagram, you can do the same every Monday. Well, for the most part, every Monday we go live on Instagram. Follow us. We'll follow you back. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. Follow us. We'll follow you back. You could check out us doing the show behind the scenes. You get some post-game action there. And you get a vote on the Hall of Fame. So please, make sure you follow us. It helps us out. Helps get our numbers up. And, yo, once again, big shout-out to everyone who downloads the pod. Download, rate, review, like, subscribe, listening, whatever. If you get around to it, cool. If not, we just need the numbers. We just reached 1,000 downloads last month, which is huge for us. So, please, please, please,
Wow, we're all having terrible times on the mic.
Yeah, the voice is like, rough for everyone today.
Get it all out, guys, right now. Hawk right, up loogie
let's
time.
Have a let's have a minute. This is going to be the most disgusting 4 seconds of radio we've ever done. But ready?
Mid-show hawker. All right, we're good to go.
All right. Let's go,
let's
baby.
I liked it.
I'm ready. Yeah. I am ready for the rest of the show now. I am nice and clear. Pipes are warmed up, ready to go. Speaking of ready to go, Derek, sir, are you ready?
I'm doing it.
With the news.
What was that? Yes, I'm ready. Wow, let's go.
What did you say?
I have no idea. I really don't. I mean, because it just came in weird because you... It was a weird
setup. Yeah. I mean, I set you up kind of strange, no doubt.
Yeah, that was...
All right, well, Derek and Smokey's news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world...
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
What is good, party people? Time for
the news.
Now, I got some doozies for y'all today.
Doozies!
Like, it's, oof, man, this, every single time we talk about the potential of how bad it could be. How bad can Derek push it? How far is he willing to go? It's nothing bad. It's nothing I've ever done before. I'm just bringing back a hot topic again.
All right.
Cockfighting. Oh. Yes. Give me your weekly cockfighting update, guys, because it's happening still across the world. I know PETA hates it, but you know what?
It's out there.
It's out there, yeah. You know? And still it's gone. I'm going to cover it because that's what I do. I give you the straight news about cockfighting that's happening in the real world. And right now we're heading to India, guys. Heading to India.
Okay.
Why? Because a cock got loose and stabbed his owner in the penis with a knife attached to the cock.
No.
The cock had a knife attached to it, and he attacked a penis of his owner, fatally injuring the man.
Damn.
So.
Wow.
Be careful of your prized cock, guys, because it might come back and kill you. That legit happened. He was trying to catch an edge in a fight, so he attached a knife to the feet of his prized rooster. So I changed it up for you guys a little bit. And that rooster went after that man's member and dismembered his member. I've always wanted to bring that back, the member. I've always thought that's a great way to refer to my section, my member. Yeah. That's my member. You want to become a member?
Exclusive member. Okay,
that guy has nothing to become a member of anymore because his cock went after it, you know? So I'm saying, if you're going to, if you're going to go for a, if you're going to go for a little edge, careful that edge doesn't come back to get you.
Okay.
So we go from cockfighting to the world of whale vomit. That's right. Whale vomit, for those of you who don't know, ambergris, very, very valuable substance. Very valuable. So valuable that a woman in Thailand, Shiriporn Narim, stumbled across a 7-kilogram piece of ambergris that is worth 185,000 pounds. So roughly $200,000 for 7 kilograms. 7 kilograms is about...
This is 1.8.
I know kilometers to miles. I can do that, but my kilograms to pounds. Is it 1.6 or is it 1.? I don't. Come on, people. I know we're not supposed to do math on air, but this is conversions on air, which I think we should know because, come on, people. It's important to know the other side of the world because that's how they all do their math. And the fact that we don't know millimeters and kilograms is sad.
Wow.
1.6? What is it? 2.2. I knew that. 2.2. So about 14. So over 14 pounds. A 14-pound lump of whale vomit. Is worth about $200,000.
That's crazy.
It's used for perfumes primarily.
Really?
Yeah. So if you find that stuff, hawk it up quick, okay? I wish my vomit was worth that much. Man, I would have had a fortune this past weekend, man.
You puke it every day.
Wow, dude. You know, I get what bulimia is all about right now. I'm creating a fortune.
That's why they're doing it. They're
right? Yeah, you know, smart ladies over there. That's called being an independent thinker. Oh, yeah. I appreciate you. Okay, I don't want to say we're condoning bulimia, guys. This is all a joke right now. It's a serious substance. Do not do it. If you have a problem, visit a therapist. But if it was worth $185,000, I would be throwing up too. I got you. I'm just saying. I'll be right there with you. So let me know what is your favorite story of today, the cockfighting incident or whale vomit. That's the news, guys.
All right. That was perfectly timed by you, sir. Wow.
What can I say?
It's like you're becoming a professional.
Every once in a while. Flashes of brilliance.
Yep. Well, let's bring on the Isamaki, who is a little more consistent with her brilliance, with your sister, Erin Isamaki.
Erin. Our foreign correspondent.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Our foreign correspondent.
That's
okay?
Right.
Yes. She's foreign, okay? She's in a completely different area.
Well, she's in Utah. So
foreign.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Foreign to us, I suppose.
She's in a foreign land, okay? California to Utah, you might as well be going to back in time.
Erin,
okay?
Let's leave the brilliance to me, huh?
Yes.
I already had my moment in time. I got it. Yeah. You want your time as well. You're welcome.
All right, Erin. So, we need to get a couple things straight. I first want to talk about fighting, and then I want to talk about this past weekend. So, Canelo Alvarez, one of the greatest fighters, I would say, in the history of boxing.
Yeah.
Certainly one of the best out right now. A match this past weekend. Can you catch the people up to date on what happened, how that went, and just give us some background on that.
Yeah. He fought Avini Yildirim this weekend, and unfortunately for Yildirim, it did not go well. Canelo knocked him down in the third round with an incredible 1-2 punch. Yildirim fell, stumbled, ate it. Popped up very quickly, though, was, laughing about it. The third round ended, though, and they called it. That was it. Now, the reason that he fought Yildirim, a lot of people were wondering why, because Yildirim is kind of a nobody. I don't think anyone's ever heard of him, is because of the weird way that the belt works. And I was looking into it because I'm not going to lie. I don't know that much about boxing, but it's like, you hear all these, there's the WBC and there's the WBA, and you're just like, what's going on? So I was looking into it, and the way that it is that there are kind of four main boxing sanctioned bodies. There are more, but there are the four that are the biggest. And so there's the WBA, the WBC, IBF, and the WBO. So currently, Canelo holds the belt for the WBA, and to fight, and he had to fight Yildirim this weekend so that he could keep the WBC belt, because the way that these boxing bodies work is it's a little political. So they told him, you have to fight this guy if you want to keep this WBC belt.
It's crazy.
Boxing has way too many divisions.
What about
and
the WTF League, okay? Because that's where I'm at right now.
The WTF League. It is super confusing. We appreciate you attempting to explain all of them, but I'm still as confused as ever.
All I know is that Canelo is like every ginger's dream. He is giving you guys a platform that we need to acknowledge more, I feel. Look what this guy's doing despite being a ginger. It's amazing. It's fantastic. Brad, you should be loving this man right here.
All right. I don't know what you can do with that.
To take the WBO belt. So he'll have three of the four belts at the super middleweight, which is 168 pounds.
Has that ever happened before?
It has. Tyson Fury did it most recently. So it is when you, and this is what Canelo is trying to do, to be the greatest boxer of all time, he has to get all four belts at the super middleweight.
Unfortunately, he still has a loss to Floyd Mayweather on his belt, so he can't really be claimed the greatest boxer of all time.
He does, but I also think that we have to kind of look at where they were in their careers. He did get handed, a big loss. It wasn't very competitive, but Canelo was so young. Canelo's only 30. And this fight happened at least 5 years ago, or maybe even more.
It was a while. It was at least 5 years ago, if not closer to seven years ago. So, no doubt in the world of boxing, he was very young. Canelo was, and he got, a very experienced Floyd Mayweather at the time. And it's sad you probably will never get that actual fight just because Floyd's obviously on his way out. He's just doing, fake fights right now with people who are YouTube stars. So, hey, he's making money because he needs it. I get it. But he's no longer in the competitive realm where I feel like if you were to fight Canelo, we'd be like, yes, he finally took a fight. He'd never fight Canelo. It'd be too dangerous for him to get that record tarnished.
Yeah, no, not at this point. Not at this stage in his career. Canelo Alvarez is one of the only boxers that I know that past the age of 30 seems to be getting better and better. Do you remember another boxer this late in their career that was really, like, this is when they felt like they were in their prime?
I mean, Vladimir Klitschko fought until he was pretty old.
The Klitschko bros, man.
I would say maybe he was in his prime in his 30s.
Okay, that's a fair point. So
we don't know boxing in here.
Right.
We feel like we should try to go down that road.
You hit 30 and it's fast decline.
Yeah, you.
Similar to Derek.
All right, well, let's talk about that.
Touché.
Let's talk about your brother being past his prime. So this past weekend, we all had a good time the entire time, except for your brother.
And that's
you're,
true.
You're, we all had a blast.
The best stuff.
Yeah, let's. What was your main takeaway from this past weekend and seeing your brother damn near die on Saturday?
I mean, it was kind of hilarious, but, you know, the nice part is, like, we all like each other. We all have a good time together. Who needs Derek, really?
That's so, true. Touché.
She did say that multiple times. Yeah. She was like, well, we're all friends, and this is an awesome time. Who really needs my brother to even be here?
What can I say? I'm a great vessel to create bridges. You know, I'm a great bridge builder. That's what I call myself. I'm a bridge builder, connect people, and I'm out. You know,
my job is done here.
Yeah. Once the bridge is connected, I just burn my way through. You know?
Yeah, we appreciate that you had a birthday so we could all hang out and have a great time.
Exactly.
What can I say? Got a shout out to my parents on that one. You know, I did nothing on my birthday.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
they did all the work.
They did the work.
Well, my mom did. My dad was just there for moral support.
Yeah,
and he legally had to be for 18 years. He's still there though. So shout out to my dad still for so being my
stuck
dad.
Around.
Yeah, he's been around. Yeah,
good for him.
I know you don't. Damn it! I messed that joke up because I was about to throw you underneath the bus, but I can't now because it's not fun anymore.
It's still
Joe wouldn't know that life. There we go. Finally got it out. Yes.
Yeah, my dad doesn't love me as much as yours does. I know.
I mean, I still play catch with him. It's nice.
I've never done that. I wonder what it's like. Anyway, Aaron, you want to do some bad dating advice? And we'll get you out of here on that?
Always.
All right.
Always.
So our man Cody wrote in to me and he said, I recently became single after dating my ex for 4 years. You guys have always been great with... you guys have always had great advice about dating. Have we? Anyway, thank you.
Entertaining. I'll take entertaining advice. Yeah. Great, I would say. You're really in a bad place if you think we're doing to be great advice.
Yeah.
I've given decent advice.
Okay, Aaron, yes. Yeah. Aaron, fine. If you're saying Aaron, understandable, okay.
Also,
yes.
The segment's called Bad Dating Advice. So if you're like, this is awesome dating advice, this is probably why you're single. I'm just joking, Cody. I don't know the context of what happened there. I hope you're all right, bud.
Been there before, man.
But he asked the question. He says, what advice would you offer me to help me get back on the saddle and forget about my ex?
Now, get a rock hard body, man. Like, just make her regret every second not having you there. Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. There's nothing wrong with getting in great shape after a breakup. In fact, you know, that could be a motivating factor. But let me tell you guys something. Anytime you do something out of spite to prove something to someone, understand the letdown you're most likely going to face when they don't care.
Touché.
They really don't care, right? It's like if you've ever been fired from a job and you're like, oh, I'm going to show them, I'm going to get a better job. Guess what? They don't care.
Could care less.
They really could care less. They really could have cared less. They don't care at all. And if your main motivation for working on you is to prove something to your ex, you're going to be sorely disappointed when you show up and you send all these pictures of you on your social media are up and you're, you know.
Well, that's where you're doing it wrong. You're posting those pictures on. You never do that. Yeah. No.
Okay. Ooh, well, whatever. You're not going to.
I already said that before. Gym selfies, guys. No go for any guy.
Agreed.
I mean, women are pushing the boundaries at this point in time too. I'm telling you, there's way too many of them, ladies. Like, stop.
But if you want to get in shape and you're not in the best shape,
it's always a good thing to do.
That's a good 100%. Thing to do. It's a great distraction. Oh, yeah. And while you're still hurting off that the burn from your ex, it's a great time to start getting really into working out. Aaron, what do you have for our friend Cody here?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree, and I with what you're saying, work out, it's great. You will feel better, but I sort of agree with you, Drew. If you're doing it just to, you know, spite her, you will never, ever, ever feel good about yourself. You know, do it for you. You know, make her, you know, maybe she won't regret, but then, get that rock-hard body. Like, live your best life. you know, get yourself better so that the next girl that you get is 10 times better than your ex-girlfriend. And you'll be like, what was I doing with her? I could do so much better. I've like done all these cool things. I've traveled. I've lived my best life. And then your next one will be 100 times better because she's going to want someone who's traveled and has a rock hard body.
And also, start learning to cook as well. If you're not cooking on yourself, yeah, learn to cook by yourself.
That's a great hobby to pick
great
up.
Thing to do right there. Picks up a lot of time, I'm telling you. A lot of time goes into cooking. I never realized it. Shouts to the people that cook on a regular basis. My mom in particular. My dad's doing it now. But my mom, the fact that she always had dinner ready for us at that time,
yeah,
wow. I can never do it. But it's still a great way to spend time and just broaden your horizons as well. Mm-hmm. Testing new things out, seeing what's work, in a great way to impress your future girlfriend by cooking yep. for her a bomb-ass meal.
That's a great advice. And I would also say whatever the things that you enjoy doing are, whatever your hobbies are, do a lot more of that because now you don't have to worry about what someone else thinks about what you're doing, when you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the freedom you have. Now, I understand right now, pandemic, probably can't go do all the things you want to do. But if you do have hobbies that you could still do, go do those and go do a lot of them. The things, whatever it is that you do that makes you happy, we all have something that we do for us. Be as selfish as you possibly can right now.
Unless that thing is meth. Do it.
Yeah, you know? Well, unless it's like hard drugs, then I would
don't go down that route.
I would recommend you avoid that. That probably won't end up well. But just in general, I would caution anyone, anytime you're trying, your motivation is spite and you're trying to prove something wrong, understand that you're just spinning your wheels here because mm-hmm. the person you are trying to prove the point to doesn't care nearly as much as you do. And the day that you finally get to a point where you're like, look, I'm going to show this person this accomplishment, the letdown that you will feel yes. because of their apathy towards your accomplishment is going to hurt so much more. And then you're going to question, why the hell did I do all this work to achieve this, to put it in this person's face, when this person doesn't care? So just do it for you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself.
I think we gave Cody some great advice, guys.
That was epic.
Hey, Cody.
Don't do meth.
Don't do meth. Hey, Aaron, excellent as always. Thank you for joining us. Had a great time with you this weekend. And we will we'll chat with you next Monday.
Later, guys.
Later, Aaron. Later. Excellent as always from Aaron, our foreign correspondent. Rudy, you got a couple picks for us this week, sir?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's do it. What do you got?
So last week, we killed it with the two-team parlay. It was 4-1 odds, but that was last week. I'm talking about this week.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
I got Man City against the Wolves at home.
Man City absolutely on fire.
Smashing everyone. I believe they're, 10, 12 points?
They're 19 wins in a row.
19 now?
19 wins in all competition in a row.
They're rolling. They're not stopping.
That is wins, not just not dropping.
Yeah.
That's wins.
Wins, 3 points.
Yes, 3 points in all
three
of them.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right, so Man City.
Man City, and then I'm going to two-team parlay with Lazio against Turin.
Oh, okay.
-225, I believe, too. So the reason you do the two-team parlay is to bring that number down. So it kind of evens out
yeah.
as a you bet 100, you win 100.
So, gotcha.
So let's go.
All right. There you have it, people. Take that to the bank. If you are not into soccer but you're into gambling, this is a great time. There's basically soccer matches every single day.
100%. All the time.
Of all the major leagues, this is...
By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you could have made like $300 if you do it properly.
I would say, aside from the no fans thing, this has been one of the greatest times to be a fan of the sport of soccer. Just for the just how much quantity you're getting.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, yeah. And I mean, you're still getting some solid quality out there too. So
yeah,
it's
of
not,
course.
It's not
you just don't have the fans.
You don't have the fans, which again, I feel it's definitely making the sport suffer a little bit. Mm-hmm. But for me, as a fan who just likes to watch it, no matter what, you're getting different insights into the game. You're hearing certain things from the manager,
which is really cool as well.
Such fun things are being said across the board. From managers left and right, from players being yelling at each other.
The
love hearing
yelling at players. Vice versa, everything.
PK going after his own teammate in Griezmann.
That was insane.
That was hilarious. Carlos Ancelotti yelling at his team, yelling at Tom Daisy in particular to not go forward. He's telling it. It's funny. You hear him talking about, in particular, with the Liverpool game that just happened. Shouts to that derby that Liverpool is blue. Yes, tough is. But he's yelling at one of his midfielders to not go forward. He's like, everyone get forward. Not you, Tom. You would hear him say it. Not you, Tom.
So everyone, we get forward except for Tom. It's hilarious hearing that insight from the managers because you're not hearing the thundering of ruckus from the crowd, which is awesome in its own right. But I think for the real fans out there, we're getting a new insight to the game that we're truly enjoying. And this is time for, like I said, every single day you can be making a lot of money if you're a gambling person. If not, you just want to watch the games for fun. Good times as well.
Yeah, and talking about fans, the University of Alabama came out today and said that they expect a full stadium for week one for college football.
Bama for you, baby.
Bama.
Yeah, I mean, so, we'll
let's see.
See
how that goes.
But, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, that's great to say in the spring. It's pretty meaningless, though. We'll see what happens between now and then. We were also told quarantine was going to be 2 weeks.
True. Very true.
1 year ago.
And we are 2 weeks from it being 1 year. Oh, yeah. So, we'll see what happens there. I mean, obviously, the more vaccines we get distributed and all that, the better for everyone, the sooner we go back to filling up stadiums and acting like jerks in public. So, actually really looking forward to that. Let's do some rapid-fire topics and then maybe get out of here with the Grinds My Gear. Do you have any lined up?
We'll see.
No. Okay. Well, I do want your opinion on this, my friend. Aaron Rodgers to host 10 episodes of Jeopardy.
Wow. I mean, you love it?
No.
I mean, I just feel it's a very...
why him? Just because he's a
fan. He loves Jeopardy. He loves the fun, how smart he is, I feel. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I know more than just football. I know my knowledge as well.
I know my knowledge.
You know, it's in the word knowledge is to know, and I know that. So I'm knowledgeable. I know that. Aaron Rodgers, knowledgeable
like
beyond belief.
Like a Ron Burgundy knowledge right there.
Unique New York. And he's a popular person, no doubt. But I don't know. I'd rather someone a little more entertaining. I feel like he's not a very fun person. Yeah, he always seems like
a downer.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear him interviewed, excuse me, sorry.
Wow, we're just so much for fearing the pipes. You know?
Yeah, it's been a rough one. Whenever you hear him interviewed, it sounds like he just got out of bed or his girlfriend just broke up with him because he just sounds defeated.
Well, I feel like that's always happening to him. He's either just getting out of bed or he's breaking up with somebody.
All right.
Well, those are two, yeah.
J.J. Watt signs with the Cardinals, and you are not happy about this, Rudy.
Not at all. It's just making our division even harder.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, and I think they were fourth place in sacks last year, the Arizona Cardinals. So, yes, it's going to make their defense better. But on the other side, J.J. Watt's always due to get hurt. That guy.
That's true.
So I can't remember the last time he played a full 16 games in the season, so...
I mean, and he didn't have the greatest season this past year.
I was going to say, is he really making the Cardinals that much better?
He had 36, 36 solo tackles, 5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 interception, which is good, but it's not great. Yeah, I mean, his sacks were tied for 56 in the league.
Oh, wow.
Not his best season. And he only did play, what, about 8 games, I think?
He's always due to get hurt. But at the end of the day, it is J.J. Watt, and he is going to clog up 2 or 3 guys to be on him every play. So,
yeah.
We'll see how it turns out. But as the Niners are coming back, that's all I care about.
There we go. Alex Smith being released by... the Washington football team. Were you surprised to hear this, Rudy?
Well, Alex Smith came out last week saying how the whole coaching staff wasn't going to give him a chance to play this and that. He just didn't feel the love, which, you know, it kind of sucks because it's Alex Smith, dude. He came back from that crazy injury.
Yeah.
And he played decent on a bad team already.
So. Well, what does he expect right now? Again, you're a dude on a broken leg right now, and you're lucky to still be in the league. And I feel like, hey.
You're lucky to have a leg.
Yeah, I was that too. True. So, you know, I don't need
to. Also,
I guess,
Washington doesn't owe you anything. They kept you on the roster. Too, they could, after you cleared and could come back, they could have waived him then. Mm-hmm. They kept him. And yeah, he did help him win a couple games this season. They even made the playoffs.
They won the division, didn't they? Yeah, they did.
They did win. I mean, an awful, god-awful division. That whole division should have been relegated.
He wasn't even the guy that was leading them in the playoffs at that point. He was done for. So it's like, you're on for a minute. You're, you know, expected you, the fact that you were on it for this long.
Hey, he won Comeback Player of the Year, didn't he?
Yeah,
he did. So take that award. Be happy. Yeah. It always sucks being cut or fired or laid off, but yeah. Anyway, we have 49ers news. We have questions about Drew Brees, but we also have no more time to discuss any of these things. So hopefully we'll get to them next week because I do want to talk about the Niners calling Teddy Bridgewater. But that's not going to happen in this week's episode. So
Teddy, two gloves in 49er country? I'll take it as long as he's not on my team anymore.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Derek.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're just going to force him on us, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm not.
No.
The Carolina Panthers might.
Yeah, that's true.
Gloves, man. He wears two gloves.
It's been real, y'all. We'll be back.
Why do you wear two gloves, man? Like, if you need two gloves to throw up, like, what is wrong with you?
We'll be back next Monday, 5:30. Appreciate y'all rocking with us.
Why do you need two?
That's
two.
True.
It makes no sense.
It's been real. Peace.
We out.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Coming up next.
Two gloves, man. Why two gloves?
The show.